Our hymn of the day is For All the Saints. And we will be singing verses number 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7. You can remain seated for the hymn of the day.
Let us pray. Eternal God, you hold firm amid the changes of this world. Hear us now as we pray for the church, the world, and everyone in need. Merciful God, we give thanks to all who have brought your message of hope to new communities and wiped tears away. Continue to raise up courageous disciples to share your gospel of hope. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creating God, we praise you for abundant harvests and the goodness of creation. Create communities of care for your earth so that all land, water, and soil will be celebrated and cherished by future generations of saints. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of peace, we give you thanks for nations of peace that serve as a refuge for all whose homelands are afflicted with violence. Strengthen those who continue to work for peace and support all veterans who carry the scars of war. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of healing, we give you thanks for healthcare workers who labor around the clock to answer cries for help. Bring wholeness to all who struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, addiction, and all who long for healing from illness, grief, injury. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine, Sarah, Tilly, Katie, Esther, Phyllis, Rita, Bruce, and Ruth, Ted, the family of Norma Hammer, the family of Leoka, the lives and memory of over 7,000 buried children at residential school sites across Canada, and those we name out loud are in the silence of our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of the ages, we give you thanks for the saints of this congregation who have inspired, challenged, loved, and taught us. We remember today Ruby, Harold, Eileen, Mary Ann, Paul, Fiona, and Norma. Wipe away our tears and lead us by your example until we feast together on your holy mountain. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our protection and our strength, we entrust to you all for whom we pray. Remain with us always through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share a sign of peace with those around you. You can give the peace sign, say hello, give a wave. Hello to our folks at home. Peace be with you. I miss having offering that we have a few little minutes to get things ready. Thank you.
Let us pray our offering prayer. Holy God, the earth is yours and everything in it, yet you have chosen to dwell among your creatures. Come among us now in these gifts of bread and wine, and strengthen us to be your body for the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witness of your saints, you show us the hope of our calling and strengthen us to run the race set before us, that we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so, with all the saints, with the choirs of angels and all the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, most gracious God, for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lived in accord with your will to the point of laying down his life for the good news he preached and passed on to us. Jesus taught us how to serve one another in love with the ritual of table fellowship, enjoyed by Christian saints of all times and all places. In remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves with thanksgiving as a living covenant in union with Christ's gift of life for us as we live out this mystery of faith. On the last night he shared supper with his disciples, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Drink of this often in remembrance of me." Spirit of the living God, make us one as we partake of these gifts to us, so we might be in communion with you and one another. As we break bread together, may our eyes be open to see your glory, shining through all the saints of times past, present, and future. As we lift the cup of salvation, may we be strengthened to follow your way of love and mercy, mingling our praises with the saints of every time and every place, who offer themselves for God's new day of justice, peace, and harmony in Christ Jesus our Lord. Until we are reunited with Christ, we feast together at God's great family reunion with all the saints. Keep your church one in service to the world here and now. Work with who we are and where we are, to form these clay pots into vessels of living praise, that our lives may participate in the same unending song of the universe raised by the saints. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor and praise are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A feast of love is offered here for you, and for all the saints. To participate in communion today, everyone is welcome to do so. I would ask that you come up. We will start with this side of the congregation, which would be my left or your right. You may come up one at a time. You can partake of the bread. You can either have it here or you can take it back to your pew. The choice is up to you. I'm just going to grab a garbage can. Again, I ask that you walk to this side as you are leaving. Welcome.
Thank you.
Please rise. Oh, wait one second.
I have a good memory, but it's short.
Please rise as you are able for our prayer after communion. Blessed Jesus, at this table you have been for us both host and meal. Now send us forth to extend our tables and to share your gifts until that day when all feast together at your heavenly banquet. Amen. Before we close today's service, I would like to extend thanks to Shirley Condrick and Susan Mills. They provided the flowers for us today, and they also made the table at the back for Remembrance Day. Thank you to Shirley and Susan for their faithful work. And now the blessing. God, the beginning and the end, who has written your name in the book of life, bless you and keep you in grace and peace from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Our Sunday song is When Peace Like a River, It Is Well With My Soul, hymn number 785.